Hi, I'm with Margaret here in the library at Oxford, and we're just going to chat a little bit about a character called Jimmy Duffy, who was born in Ireland and moved with his parents to Scotland, Edinburgh. When he was 21, he emigrated to Canada. And Duffy was quite famous as a very good marathon runner who was extremely popular. He took part in the marathon of the Olympic Games in 1912 in Stockholm and became fifth, and he won the actual Boston Marathon in 1914. And yet, a year later, he died in Ypres. So, can you just tell me a little bit about how you're related to him?
Well, Jimmy was my mother's first cousin. Unfortunately, my mother never actually met him. And we always thought it was quite a joke when she talked about him and said what a great runner he was. But we, at that time, had no information about anything to do with Jimmy Duffy. The only thing we knew was that my grandfather had his gold medal from the Olympics in the Boston Marathon, but unfortunately that seemed to have got mislaid or gone on into the got into the wrong hands. It certainly didn't come to my mother's side of the family anyway. And he was just such a, sounds like he was such a character. Last year we were invited to go to Ypres because they had a do for him. It was called Duffy's Last Run. And we were invited to take part in the celebrations there and afterwards. And we picked up quite a lot of information from the people of Ypres about what type of a chap he was. And it was most interesting but sad to see the type of life they must have led while they were there. It's very sad.
And he came from Ireland. Do you know which part originally?
He was actually born in County Sligo in Ireland, and then he emigrated with his parents to Scotland, and from Scotland he went to Canada, where he then joined the army and came to Belgium, where he was actually killed eventually.
He sounds quite a character. It seems to be lots of stories about him being very popular. And
so, yes, he was quite a character, and he was just a natural runner. He never done any training, but his actual when he was in one race, he would have won. He won the Boston Marathon, but he would have won more had he not stopped to argue with the crowd en route to the goal, the final goal.
Yep.
But he was some character by the sounds of it.
There's a report here that says his first request on arrival after the marathon was, "Has anybody got a cigarette for me? And a pint of Guinness would do fine, no problem."
Yes, that's true.
Yeah. So you managed to track him down by looking through the records. And do you know anything about how he actually met his end in the war?
Yes, it was the time of the gas. The Germans had let off some gas, and they were run straight into it. Of 300 soldiers that went out to fight that particular day, only 27 came back.
Yeah.
All the rest were killed, and they were those that survived were brought into the nearby hospital in Ypres.
Yeah, and it just says here in the records, Jimmy dies of his wounds, and battlefield medics were unable to do more than comfort Jimmy in his final moments.
Yes.
It says the official death was April the 23rd, 1915.
Yeah, that's right.
Very, very sad.
Yeah. Okay.